It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and we're talking about the rebuilding of the Husky Energy oil refinery in Superior and the terms of a federal settlement. The refinery has been undergoing a $400 million rebuild in the wake of major damage from that explosion and fire in April 2018 that rocked Superior and caused the widespread evacuation of the city. So what do you want to come out of this settlement? Do you feel safe living near the refinery? How important is it to the area's economy? We're at 800-642-1234. Danielle Kading is WPR's reporter based in Superior, and she joins us from our studios there. Danny, welcome back.
Good morning, Kate. Thanks for having me on this morning.
So Husky Refinery would be required to make safety improvements. What is the company being asked to do under this settlement?
Yeah, sure. And it's a little bit complicated, so I'll try to explain it the best I can. But, you know, this proposed settlement is actually part of a pre-existing one that was reached between the former refinery owner, Murphy Oil, and state and federal justice officials about a decade ago in 2011. And that stemmed from Clean Air Act violations at its refineries in Superior and in Louisiana. And so they were expected to make a number of improvements to reduce emissions as a result of that. And even though Husky Energy is a relatively new owner of the refinery, they're still bound to comply with the terms of that pre-existing agreement. And so because the explosion in 2018 may have violated terms of that agreement with the emissions that were released, they are reaching this negotiated agreement as a way of releasing them from any liability from any violations of that pre-existing settlement.
I see. So this really goes back to even much before the explosion in 2018.
Yeah, so this is a change to a settlement that was reached about a decade ago. Basically, under this proposed settlement, because of the emissions that were released from the explosion, they'll have to make a number of improvements to reduce emissions in the amount of about several hundred tons because of what was released as far as pollution from the incident in 2018.
How much safer will this plant be then when it's rebuilt?
So the safety improvements that they're making as a result of the proposed settlement is exactly like the safety upgrades that they've already detailed previously last April when they announced that they were going to be rebuilding the refinery. And so a bunch of the upgrades involve their hydrofluoric acid tank, which was the reason that some city residents were evacuated during the aftermath of the explosion because of fears that that tank might spill some of that highly toxic chemical hydrogen fluoride. So some of the improvements that they're saying that they're going to make to this hydrofluoric acid tank is that they will install a rapid acid transfer system, which would essentially move any of that chemical to an emergency holding vessel in the event of a leak. They would also have enhanced leak detection with a laser detection system and some cameras, as well as some additional layers of water protection because the water vapor helps keep that chemical low to the ground if it's released into the air and keeps it from spreading.
We're talking with Danielle Kading. She's a reporter at WPR's Superior Bureau. We're looking at the terms and conditions of a federal settlement with Husky Energy following the explosion and fire in April of 2018. The refinery is currently being rebuilt. So, Danny, along with these safety improvements, the company is also agreeing to spend at least $290,000 replacing or retrofitting wood-burning stoves and furnaces in a seven-county area. What's going on there?
Yeah, so they're suggesting that under this agreement, they would replace or retrofit wood-burning stoves or furnaces and other types of inefficient wood-burning appliances at homes, churches, or schools. And they would be doing that in a seven-county area, like you said, and that would include like Douglas, Ashland, Bayfield, like all the surrounding northern Wisconsin counties and surrounding reservations, including like Red Cliff and Bad River. they would all be eligible for these types of improvements, and Husky would have to change out these inefficient wood-burning appliances at least 12% of the low-income households, or at least 12% of the money would have to be dedicated to discounts to help low-income households make those changes.
Husky is also agreeing to install 440 kilowatts of solar panels at UW-Superior. What is the thinking behind that condition?
Well, the solar panels are a way to reduce reliance on other forms of energy, from like fossil fuels. So having the solar panels, they would provide at least 440 kilowatts of power. And those would be installed, as you said, on the campus. And so that's just another way that they would be reducing or offsetting the emissions that were released from the explosion in 2018.
Danny, you're in the community a lot. Do you have any indication how Superior is feeling about this settlement as it stands now?
I really don't think a whole lot of people know about this proposed settlement right now. It's pretty new. It was just approved by the Joint Finance Committee when Attorney General Josh Call brought it to them earlier this month, and then it was only filed in court on Friday. So I don't think that a whole lot of people were aware that this settlement was even proposed.
And you talked to Mayor Jim Payne as well.
Yes. Yeah. And he was aware of the agreement. Uh-huh. He has not seen it yet himself, but he said that he trusts state and federal officials to be doing their job to have proper oversight of this company and help increase safety.
What is the timeline for the refinery to be back online to be operational?
Yeah, right now, you know, the refinery is continuing work on rebuilding. They're doing some installation of pilings right now to support foundations for equipment. They're expecting to bring that in later this spring, and they're hoping to resume full operations next year.
And so even with the refinery offline, has Husky maintained its workforce, its number of employees?
Yes. Yeah. They hire or they employ about 200 people normally. And they've had about, I think the last check, it was 350 contractors on site as well. So they have maintained the workforce during this time, even though it's not operating as it would normally.
Do we have any indication when the settlement may be finalized?
Well, I did check this morning, and it hasn't yet been taken up by the judge, or nothing's yet been filed anyway, so that remains to be seen.
And will all of the settlement safety improvements and all of the items within the settlement, will those planned upgrades be completed by the time this refinery goes back online?
It doesn't look like that. They have about 4 years to do the change-out projects with the wood stoves and furnaces. And I'm not exactly sure on the timeline that they have for installing the solar panels at
Some of the items in the settlement are not on the same timeline as getting the refinery back online.
Right. I mean, definitely with the safety improvements, those are all expected to be done as they're rebuilding the refinery.
Danny, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Kate.
Danielle Kading is a WPR reporter based in Superior, and she joined us from our studios there. Coming up, we look at the details of the merger that's in the works between T-Mobile and Sprint. It's worth more than $26 billion, a super merger. We'll learn what it means for wireless customers in just a moment. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.